And right now with us, Monica Eaton Cardone, co-founder and CIO of Chargebacks 911. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. And we're going to talk this morning about what you call friendly fraud.
Yes.
So what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's the name is deceiving. It's not very friendly. So this is a type of fraud. So firstly, it will help to understand there's three types of fraud. The first type is something that we're very familiar with. This is what criminals do, like stolen credit cards. That's criminal fraud. The second type is consumer fraud. This is when merchants run scams and steal from consumers. And then the third type is when consumers actually end up stealing from merchants, and that is called friendly fraud.
And you're talking about things that transactions that occur online?
Yes. So friendly fraud happens when a consumer makes a purchase online. They receive the item. So let's say I go to Amazon and I buy a pair of shoes and I get my shoes, but I contact my bank and I claim that I never got them or that it was an unauthorized charge, and I get my bank to give me a refund.
And in that case, you've gotten a refund, but you have not returned the shoes.
Correct. I ended up getting something for nothing, and it's also called a fraudulent chargeback, and it can actually be prosecuted. It can damage credit. There's a whole host of different consequences that consumers don't realize that they will be liable for if they are perpetrators of this crime.
But I would think that this would be time-consuming to try to get to the bottom of, and in some cases it might be the consumer's word against that of the merchants.
Well, the good news is Visa and MasterCard, as well as American Express and Discover, have really taken notice of the increases of friendly fraud with the growth of e-commerce activity. Friendly fraud has grown about 41% in the last 2 years alone. So as a result, there are new regulations and guidelines that are actually promoting awareness and giving merchants more and more opportunities and freedoms to fight friendly fraud. And there is a lot of encouragement for merchants to defend themselves by disputing these types of cases. So consumers can get caught, and there are organizations that are suited to help merchants do this type of activity. And if consumers file friendly fraud chargebacks, they not only will end up losing the refund that they temporarily may have received, but this can eventually damage their credit. They could be blacklisted. And it really, you're right, it is the consumer's word against the merchants. But let's remember, in today's society, there's so many different pieces of intelligence that a merchant now has. With Apple Pay, you have a fingerprint. There's IP intelligence to tell that it was your computer. And there's also proof of delivery. So merchants are becoming more and more well-equipped with fighting this type of fraud and being able to prove their case.
I have to think that it's a very small percentage of consumers who engage in this kind of behavior. You talk about different things that can be done after the fact, but what might be done to discourage this kind of behavior in the first place?
Well, the interesting thing with friendly fraud is that it usually is not it's not committed by consumers who are intentionally trying to steal something. They're not consumers who are just trying to get something for free or committing a crime. These are generally consumers who don't have any idea that contacting their bank to get a refund is very, very different than contacting their merchant. So oftentimes you find it's the consumer that you know, maybe they received something online and they haven't had a chance to return it. They don't want to keep it, but they see this charge or it's a recurring subscription and they contact their bank or they click dispute right on their computer. And they don't contact the merchant first. According to Visa and MasterCard, the consumer is supposed to contact the merchant at all times, first and foremost, before they ever contact their bank. And that, frankly, is not happening. This is one of the reasons that we have an increase of friendly fraud. What merchants can do is merchants can document all of their activities, make sure that they send consumers a lot of different methods and make sure that consumers are aware that they could communicate with the merchant, whether it be phone, email, chat support, so that it's very convenient for them.
Monica Eaton Cardone is the co-founder and CIO of Chargebacks 911. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.